Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Want to do in my life, even if my flesh recoils from it and doesn't want to do it, I am willing to do it. Whatever you lead me to do, I will do it. Sometimes he may lead you. Share the love of Jesus Christ with a co-worker. This person, sometimes maybe you have spoken to them so often, they are not listening to you. But when he leads, and we are in a public setting, we're in a public place, I can't do this, I can't do that. But we must be willing to yield totally to the will of God that he has for our lives. To be successful in our Christian walk, we must yield and surrender completely to the will of God. And one of the things that we see there as well is that, blood came out of him. And eventually, he went to the cross and gave up his life as a sacrifice for us all. And his blood is now speaking on our behalf. What if he hadn't done that? That blood still speaks on our behalf. It speaks our victory. It speaks our victory in the kingdom of God. But what if he hadn't gone down that way? So that is the prayer of consecration. It's so important. We'll come back to it. We wanted us to see the difference. But when it comes to the prayer of faith, that one we pray, especially where God's will is already revealed, we don't add the phrase to our prayer, if it is your will. There are certain things that are clearly revealed in the Bible as God's will. So in the prayer of faith, for instance, in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. When do you believe that you receive them? The moment that you pray. That is talking about receiving things from God. In that prayer, when you pray, you believe that you receive them, even when you may have not seen anything in the natural. Even when you may have not seen anything in the physical, you believe and stand on God's word that you believe that you receive right then. So that is so important to see that difference. For instance, in James chapter 5, verse 13, I'm taking my time because these things are so important. These are some of the things that hinder us in the prayer walk. He says, James chapter 5, verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. If anyone is suffering, let him pray. Let him do some praying. Is anyone going to a test or a trial? Let him pray. If anyone is cheerful, let him sing songs. But then he goes on, verse 14, the Greek literally says, is anyone among you sick beyond helping themselves? If he's gone too far, in his sickness, or if he's gone too far where he cannot help himself, or he may not have developed spiritually to help himself, then let him call for help. But notice that when the elders come, it's not the oil or the prayer that it's not the oil or the touch that of the elders that necessarily saves him. It's the prayer of faith. This person is not in a condition to pray the prayer of faith themselves. So let him call for help. Let him call for the elders to pray the prayer of faith. But when they pray the prayer of faith, notice that in that prayer of faith, it doesn't say that maybe the Lord will heal the sick. If it is the Lord's will, the sick will be healed. He says he will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. That is God's will. It's already revealed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, It's so important to realize the difference between the prayer of consecration and the prayer of faith, where you are believe God to receive something specific. Something specific from God. One time I was ministering in a certain church, and we were praying, and one of the leaders came and said, "There's a blind person here that we should pray for." And when the person prayed, and you don't go around correcting people if they are not knowledgeable in certain things. He started praying by saying, "Lord, if it is your will, open the eyes of this blind child." My Lord and my God, I couldn't add my faith to that. God's will is that everybody will see clearly. God's will, Jesus, when he was here, illustrated the will of the Father healing the blind. There's no need for us to add in there, if it is your will, heal this blind person. So important. That will has already been revealed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so now we see Jesus going back to the Garden of Gethsemane. He yielded himself to the will of God and went and shed his blood on the cross. Now there's this verse in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. It will reveal something to us. Let's start from verse 7. It will give us a clearer picture. My Lord, it says, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down.'" This is talking about a war that broke out in heaven involving Michael and the angels and the devil. And verse 11 makes a key point here. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life to their death." Now he transitions and talks about how we can overcome as well. They overcame him by the blood. They overcame the enemy by the blood and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. This is so important when it comes to prayer and to our walk with God. The fact that they did not love their lives to the death right there infers a commitment. Infers a commitment and a passion for what they are doing. People who are committed to God, they cannot be defeated. People who are faithful to God and do not regard their lives and have yielded up their lives to God in every second, they have yielded up their lives to God for God to fulfill his will in their lives, they cannot be defeated. Jesus yielded up his life and his will to God, and he won the victory for us, and that victory in his name and in his blood is still speaking right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we do not love our own lives and we have yielded our will to God, we have yielded our lives to God, and we are committed to God in the mighty name of Jesus, we will go from victory to victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The blood of Jesus is available for us to use in our prayer life as well. It's available for us to use in our walk. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7, he calls Jesus the Passover Lamb. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians, I apologize, Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He says, notice what he says. Therefore, purge out the old living that you may be a new lamb, since you truly are unliving. For indeed, notice the phrase, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. And the Passover was refers to when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave the land of Egypt. They had been in captivity for over 400 years, but time had come for them to leave the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh kept resisting their liberty. Pharaoh kept resisting their freedom. Pharaoh kept resisting them leaving the land. And the plagues kept coming on and on and on and on. But it got to a point where God gave certain instructions to the children of Israel as to what they should do. You see, the victory has been already been purchased for us in the blood of Jesus. You see, the Old Testament is types and shadows. The victory has already been purchased for us through Jesus Christ. But we must appropriate what God has done for our lives. We must appropriate it in our own lives. So notice in Exodus, keep that phrase, Christ has become a Passover lamb for us. Keep that phrase, don't lose it. But notice in Exodus chapter 12, verse 21. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll glean some important lessons there. Exodus chapter 12, verse 21. Then he said that Moses called for the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourself according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass when you come to the land where the Lord will give you just as he promised that you shall keep this service. Notice, he gave them specific instructions as to what to do. After they killed the Passover lamb, they had to take a bunch of hyssop. The hyssop is a very common weed in the land of Israel. It's a very common weed. They had to take it. They had to dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two posts with the blood that is in the basin. They had to go through that act. They had to take the blood and dip it on their door. If they didn't do that, the destroyer will come in and destroy them. In the same way, the blood of Jesus has been shed for us. It is available for us, but we have to walk in obedience and appropriate what has been made available for us in that blood, in the name of Jesus, in our own lives to see the victory in our lives. So important, so important. We have to do that. They overcame him by the blood and by the word of their testimony. And Jesus has become the Passover lamb sacrificed for us. He's now our Passover. He went through that way of consecration to the cross. He's our Passover lamb. And by virtue of him becoming that, his blood is now available for us. There are certain exemption rights that we enjoy. There are certain things that we can pray and use the blood of Jesus in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice that the question becomes, how do I apply this in my life? I always like to bring it home. What does Jesus, his resurrection and his blood, being a victorious banner for us, how do I apply it in my day-to-day life? Notice, when they applied it on the door of their house, the whole family was protected. The whole family was protected. Their property was protected. Everyone in that house was protected from the destroyer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when it comes to how we apply the blood of Jesus in our lives, number one, we can apply the blood of Jesus to our own life. We can apply the blood of Jesus to our family. We can apply the blood of Jesus to our possession, the property that we have. We can apply the blood of Jesus even to our endeavors, the things that we are involved in. Our endeavors. We can apply the blood of Jesus to our very influence in life. We can apply the blood of Jesus in all these areas. There was one man, he was ministering in Canada, and he was away from home, and he saw a vision that there were foxes around his house. He said, in the name of Jesus, I apply the bloodline around my house. These foxes will not enter my property. And the next day, when he called, there were two dead foxes lying around the perimeter of his house. When the enemy sees the blood, he has to pass over. When he sees the blood, he has to pass over. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can apply the blood of Jesus to your life and say, devil, take your hands off of God's property. Oh, they applied it to their house. I am God's house. I am the temple of God. I am the building, God's house. God lives in me. And so in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is applied to my house, to my family. You will not destroy my life in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When he brought the children out of Israel, out of Egypt, not one feeble person was recorded among them. This was a lot of people, 600,000 men minus women and children. Psalm 105, verse 37 says, thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 105, verse 37, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, so he brought them out with silver and gold. There was none feeble among his tribes. Children, men, women, pregnant women, no matter who they were not even feeble. Not one feeble person was reported among them. God was their keeper. God was the one that kept them. Not one person was feeble among them. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. So he says, so he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your food swell these 40 years. 40 years in the wilderness. He provided for them every single day. Not one feeble person, not one sick person reported among them. Not one person. Their food did not even swell. Their garment did not wear out on them. If God could even keep their garment, how much more your body? when the blood of Jesus is applied on your life in the mighty name of Jesus, you can say this plague may be going around, but the 91 Psalm tells me that no plague will come near my dwelling. Me and my house, we are exempted from the plague. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Lift up your hands this morning. We'll wrap up here shortly. Oh, but begin to appropriate the benefit that is in the blood of Jesus around your family, around your possession, around your children. They may have gone wayward. They may be out there. But in the mighty name of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Plead the blood of Jesus over their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are exempt. 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 You, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice to the Lord this morning. Lift up your voice to the Lord this morning. The plague shall not come near your dwelling. Premature death is not your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will live and not die. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what others are suffering, you are not permitted to suffer as a result of the victory in the blood of Jesus Christ. Begin to appropriate that in your life. Your business is exempt in the mighty name of Jesus. Other businesses may fail, others may fail, but I will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, apply it over your life. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. My. His presence is here. Thank you, Lord. What other area can we apply the blood of Jesus to our lives? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. Not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood he entered. Hebrews 9:12. The most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. I love verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, notice the phrase, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Oh, he purchased an eternal redemption for us. An eternal redemption has already been purchased. And through the blood of Jesus, he can cleanse our conscience. Our conscience. Sometimes it may even be from the past. The devil endeavors and wants to hold us in the past and keep us there. What happened to you as a child? What happened to you before you got born again? He wants to hold you, oh, back there to keep you in captivity and in bondage. But in the name of Jesus, you can take that blood and say, Lord, cleanse my conscience. Oh, my sins are washed by the blood of Jesus. I stand before God uncondemned, unashamed, unafraid. I refuse, devil, for you to hold me back to my past. I will not be held back there. In the mighty name of Jesus, cleanse my conscience. So I am free to serve the living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And for this reason, verse 15, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant. Every sin under the first covenant, oh, by reason of his blood, they were all taken care of. The next part of it, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance through the blood of Jesus. Our every inheritance in Christ, we receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I pray that that which God has planned for your life in this season, that which God has for your life in this season, as you engage the power in the blood of Jesus, may you receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. May you receive everything that he has packaged and planned for your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, yeah! Yes. I receive my inheritance that God has for me in this season of my life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the same way, that blood of Jesus Christ can be applied to our life to break any generational curse in our life. The children of Israel had been in captivity for 400 years. But when the blood of the Lamb was introduced, that cycle in their generation came to an end. Sometimes you may look in your family and certain diseases run through the family. Certain cycles run through the family. But when it gets to your turn, through the blood of Jesus, you can say, enough is enough. It stops here. This morning, whatever may be going on in your family that keeps repeating itself, by virtue of the power in the blood of Jesus, I command an end to that in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. You belong to a new bloodline. In the name of Jesus, that cycle is broken. That cycle of stagnation, that cycle of sickness, that cycle of defeat, that cycle of disease, no matter what it is, Jesus Christ himself bore the curse. And in the mighty name of Jesus, today marks the end of that cycle in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Today marks the end of that sickness and that disease in your body. I curse it to the root in Jesus' mighty name. Mama, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then finally, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. My. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Get ready for this. My. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having what? Salvation or deliverance. Lonely and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. I will cut off the chariot. Every person, every enemy that has come against you, oh, your king is coming up riding higher than all those circumstances. And verse 11, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of old. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, through his blood, every form of captivity that you may be in this morning marks the end of that captivity. You are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are coming out. I decree your freedom this morning. In the name of Jesus, in your family, in your body, in your finances, in any area of your life this morning, that marks the end of that. In the name of Jesus Christ. And even today, this morning, he says, I declare that I will restore double to you. Through the blood of Jesus, anything that you may have lost this morning, receive your restoration double. In the name of Jesus Christ, your shame and reproach has been wiped away. For I have bent Judah my bow and fitted the bow with Ephraim. And raise up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. Then the Lord will be seen over them. His arrow will go forth like lightning. May his arrow go forth like lightning against your enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God will blow the trumpet and go with the whirlwinds from the south. Verse 15, the Lord of hosts, this is all talking in reference to the blood of his blood. The Lord of hosts will defend them. May his blood, may God himself defend you with his blood. Where accusations may have been made against you, which were not even true, may the Lord defend you. May the Lord defend you and your household. May the Lord be the shield around you to defend you from the enemy. They shall devour and subdue with sling stones. They shall drink and roar as if with wine. They shall be filled with blood like basins, like the corners of the altar. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Every inheritance that belongs to you, receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of captivity that you may be in, you are going free this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your liberty, receive your freedom. Receive your liberty, receive your freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood, your prisoners, the blood of the covenant, your prisoners will go free in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God led me to do something. Normally, I like for us to pray for ourselves, but he says sometimes people just need help for someone to agree with them. And one time we were praying, we were in a service, and the minister said, just stretch your hands and pray for the person next to you. And I prayed. I was just praying in the spirit, not conscious of what was going on. I laid my hands on this person. I prayed for them. And when they finished, they said, my stomach has been hurting for the whole week. It is gone to the glory of God. And God instructed me as well, and he said, the grace that I've given you concerning prayer, notice what he says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. He says, I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Notice the phrase, the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on whom they pierce. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. I want to pray that God, for each and every one of us, that God pour on us, stir us up to and take our prayer life, grace and supplication. And then number two, anything that is on the heart of your people, that they believe you to receive, Lord, this morning, as we agree together. He says, if two people shall agree as touching anything on the earth, it shall on the earth shall agree, on earth shall agree, it shall be done for them. Let's come forward this morning, please. And I'll pray over each and every one of us, the Lord. Whatever is, God, take our prayer life to the next level. And the deepest desire on our heart as we agree this morning, Lord, let it be done in the lives of your people. Jairus came to Jesus and said, come and lay your hand on my child and she shall live. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's all come forward, please, if you could, if it's possible. And we'll just touch and agree this morning. Miracles and testimonies will be the result. We are going to the next level that God has for our lives. In the name of Jesus, grace and supplication. And Lord, I
we trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these.
You know,
if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.